Hello and welcome. This is Brother Mike at May-21-2011.com with another study. This is an unusual study because it won't be a verse-by-verse scriptural study. But it asks the question, why did God allow us to say there would be a great earthquake to begin Judgment Day on May 21, 2011? Indeed, I have wondered why God ever allowed His very own people to say there would be a great earthquake on May 21, 2011 to begin Judgment Day when there apparently was not one. We all thought it would all begin by the world convulsing with a worldwide earthquake or earthquakes, then perhaps volcanoes, global famines, pestilences, floods, tornadoes, hurricanes, mega winds, mega storms, perhaps people pillaging and stealing food, water, clothing, and things from the stores and one another, perhaps even killing one another for these things, and all the other things you might expect if the whole world began to collapse from a righteous and angry God beginning to pour out His wrath to completely wipe out all sinners off the planet, including the devil and his demons, forevermore. Indeed, many so-called Christians and others still even believe this is the way things will take place when Judgment Day comes. Therefore, they cannot believe, as we now know there was, that there was a great earthquake on May 21, 2011. Yet, it was not a physical earthquake, but a great spiritual earthquake. We had made the simple mistake of taking the term earthquake literally instead of spiritually, which, by the way, the taking of something literally instead of spiritually was a mistake regularly made by Jesus' own disciples in their growing from spiritual immaturity to spiritual maturity. Nevertheless, those still in the Christian churches who have not obeyed Christ to depart out from their churches now say all the more that we are false prophets, and all our teachings about the last days are also false, because the many days of Judgment Day did not begin exactly as we had proclaimed it would, with a great worldwide earthquake to begin the collapse of this entire world. Yet we must ask the question, why did God's true people themselves, before Judgment Day began on May 21, 2011, believe and proclaim that Judgment Day would begin with a great worldwide cataclysmic earthquake? One might say that it was because of what was being proclaimed at that time over the worldwide ministry of family radio by Mr. Camping, who was taking some of the various scriptures literally, particularly in the books of some of the Old Testament prophets and the book of Revelation, which spoke about an earthquake taking place on Judgment Day. Others might say that a physical earthquake is just what they had always believed would happen when Judgment Day began. And still others might say something else, but whatever the case, God's people believed and declared that yes, there would be an earthquake of some kind when Judgment Day began, based on various scriptures that they had read. But there is a much more important reason why in leading up to Judgment Day, which began on May 21, 2011, that God's people incorrectly declared that it would all begin with outward or physical signs of cataclysm, like a worldwide earthquake. And that reason was all part of God's plan to push the corporate Christian church, that is all Christian churches, on whom God's judgment had first begun 23 years earlier on May 21, 1988, to be caught in his snare of deep blindness, the snare of the trapper. You see, in leading up to Judgment Day, as God's true people declared to all the Christian churches and the whole world that Judgment Day would begin on May 21, 2011 with a great earthquake and an end to any further possibility for anyone ever again being granted eternal life and salvation, they were all being prepared to be perfectly snared by the trapper in his snare of deep darkness and blindness. But if God's people had only declared that any possibility of being eternally saved through Jesus Christ would come to an end on May 21, 2011, without also declaring that outward or physical signs of cataclysm would begin on May 21, 2011, God's snare would not have been set in the way he wanted it to be. Therefore, in leading up to Judgment Day on May 21, 2011, the Holy Spirit did not yet reveal to God's people the completely spiritual nature of the judgment to begin on May 21, 2011 until afterward. Instead, God's people took a literal earthly understanding of the word earthquake in the various passages that spoke about Judgment Day until after Judgment Day actually came. And there were no outward or physical signs of cataclysm like earthquakes that had taken place. As a result, God's people were forced to take another, closer look into God's word. And that is when the Holy Spirit made it absolutely clear to them that they should have spiritually interpreted the term earthquake in the Judgment Day passages as simply symbolizing great judgment instead of a literal or physical great earthquake. For the term earthquake, they discovered, can just be used to symbolize judgment in various scriptures without a literal physical earthquake even taking place. But let's now consider why it was necessary in God's plan for God's people to proclaim that the beginning of Judgment Day on May 21, 2011 would begin with an outward physical sign of cataclysm such as a literal great earthquake. Well, it was necessary so that when Judgment Day did finally begin on May 21, 2011, without any literal or outward physical sign of cataclysm, such as a great worldwide earthquake, all the unsaved people then filling the Christian churches and the world would then be certain, absolutely certain, that God's true people were false prophets. And so they would absolutely conclude that Judgment Day did not take place on May 21, 2011. But if God's people had only declared the spiritual nature of Judgment Day with eternal salvation coming to an end on May 21, 2011, because this is something that could not be seen or felt by the human senses like a literal outward physical sign of cataclysm could, it would not be as easy to reject May 21, 2011 as the beginning of Judgment Day. But God's plan was for everyone, except his elect, of course, to reject any notion of Judgment Day having begun on May 21, 2011. And by God's true people having declared that Judgment Day would begin with a cataclysmic event like an earthquake, yes, by doing so, they made it certain that when outward physical signs of cataclysm, such as an earthquake, did not take place on May 21, 2011, contrary to what they had proclaimed, all the Christian churches worldwide and the whole world would absolutely reject any possibility of May 21, 2011 having begun Judgment Day, which is exactly what God wanted them to do. For by doing so, they were all caught in the snare of the trapper, a snare of deep darkness and blindness. Now, we must ask, why did God want all the peoples in all the Christian churches and all the other people in the world as well to come to reject May 21, 2011 as being the beginning of Judgment Day? Insofar as all the Christian churches are concerned, remember, God's final judgment had already came upon them on May 21, 1988, for judgment had to begin with the house of God, 1 Peter 4:17. As a result, the true Holy Spirit had then left all the Christian churches, and the perfect counterfeit Holy Spirit and Christ, the Antichrist, Satan himself, had begun to rule in all the Christian churches in the Holy Spirit's place until he had fully conquered and gained complete rule in all the Christian churches by September 7, 1994. All as God's judgment against them without them even realizing it. And also, because the Holy Spirit had departed out from all the Christian churches on May 21, 1988, there would no longer be any possibility for anyone to be eternally saved in or through any Christian church ever again. This taking over of the corporate Christian church, house, or temple, that is all Christian churches included, by the counterfeit Christ, the true Antichrist, Satan himself, in complete deception, so that they did not even know it, but worshipped him, and eternal salvation no longer being possible in or through any Christian church forever, is what defined the Great Tribulation period for the churches and made it a tribulation unlike any other in all history. Yet God's two witnesses are the elect or saints, the only true eternal church that the gates of hell could not destroy, finally obeyed Christ to depart out from all the Christian churches to escape his judgment on them. But everyone else who had remained in the churches, who would not obey Christ's teaching to depart out from all the churches, were utterly destroyed spiritually into counterfeit Christ's gospels, spirits, and teachings. But now, why does God not want all those who have remained in all the Christian churches and the whole world to not know or believe that the many days of Judgment Day began on May 21, 2011 by allowing for God's prophets to have not understood the complete spiritual nature of May 21, 2011? God gave them the date on which Judgment Day would begin, and that any possibility for any more eternal salvations would then come to an end, yes. But he did not allow his people to know and proclaim that the beginning of Judgment Day would be completely spiritual, with no physical earthquakes or any other cataclysmic physical events taking place. Does that make God's prophets liars? And therefore false prophets? Absolutely not. For this was all in God's plan to not reveal all the details of the beginning of Judgment Day to his own prophets until after the fact, so that they did falsely proclaim that a great physical earthquake would take place at the beginning of the many days of Judgment Day. Why did God do that? Insofar as all those still disobediently in the churches and all the billions of unsaved people in the world are concerned, he did it so that they would all not know the truth of Judgment Day having begun on May 21, 2011, and they would also completely disown all the other teachings being proclaimed by God's true people, such as that God's final judgment had already come upon all the Christian churches way back beginning on May 21, 1988, with no more true eternal life possible in or through any of them ever since and forever, that Satan, the Antichrist, who is the counterfeit Christ, now owns all the churches and has spiritually already conquered and is completely ruling over them all in complete deception ever since September 7th of 1994 of the Great Tribulation, so that they are now worshiping the perfect counterfeit Christ, Satan, in all their churches without even knowing it. That they must depart out from all the Christian churches to escape God's wrath. That the church age spiritually ended on May 21, 1988, and all the other things that were and are being proclaimed by God's true people. So, why did God not allow His own people, that is the elect or saints, the two witnesses, to realize and proclaim that Judgment Day on May 21, 2011 would begin as being completely spiritual, with no physical earthquakes or other cataclysmic events, but instead allowed them to proclaim that there would be a literal worldwide earthquake? Well, God wanted all those still in the churches who would not depart out of their churches to obey Christ, and all the billions of unsaved people in the world who would not believe the gospel before Judgment Day began, God wanted them to be completely blinded in deep darkness. For God's final judgment had already come upon the whole corporate Christian church, that is, all Christian churches, beginning on May 21, 1988. And this same final judgment of God had also come upon the whole world, beginning on May 21, 2011. And what does God do to peoples He has forsaken in judgment? Well, He blinds them to truth so that they will remain in spiritual darkness all the more, where they cannot spiritually see. And so they are blinded, just as all the Christian churches have been blinded to this very day. They cannot see the spiritual truths that have been unsealed only during the latter days that we have been in. And God accomplished all this by allowing His own people to, at least at first, not understand that May 21, 2011 would begin as a completely spiritual judgment. As a result, God's people misinterpreted the term earthquake in a few passages having to do with Judgment Day by taking it to mean a literal physical earthquake instead of a spiritual earthquake. Earthquake of judgment, that the word earthquake was really meant to symbolize in those particular passages about Judgment Day. Actually, this was a very small mistake, actually, for it is not always clear as to whether a term should be taken physically or spiritually or both in Scripture. But as we grow spiritually as true Christians, we begin to realize that it is often the spiritual meaning that God wants us to understand the most. So you see, before Judgment Day began on May 21, 2011, God did not reveal the completely spiritual nature of the beginning of Judgment Day to His people, so that before May 21, 2011, they would falsely proclaim to all those still in the Christian churches and the whole world that there would be a literal, physical, great, worldwide earthquake when Judgment Day began on May 21, 2011. Why? So that all those still in the Christian churches and the whole world would think they have a good reason to when the physical earthquake did not take place as God's people said it would, to reject everything God's true people have been declaring and consider them to be false prophets. In other words, God used his own prophets to declare something not exactly true for the purpose of keeping all those still in the Christian churches and the whole world in deep darkness of spiritual blindness on May 21, 2011 and forever. For they have all now convinced themselves that what we, God's true prophets, have been proclaiming is false because they think God's true prophets are false prophets. This was God's plan all along, to cast all those under his final judgment into everlasting spiritual darkness forever when the many days of judgment day began on May 21, 2011. And oh, by the way, it's not unusual, it's not unfound in Scripture that God uses sometimes his true prophets to say something that's not exactly true to fulfill what God wants to be fulfilled by them proclaiming it. One example, and I'm not going to go into detail in this study, but you can look it up. I believe it's in 2 Chronicles chapter 18, having to do with the prophet Micaiah. And Ahab, the wicked king of Israel, was... And Jehoshaphat, the king of the southern kingdom of Judah, they came together and they sought through the prophet if they would be successful in battle. And Ahab didn't want to hear from Micaiah because everything that Micaiah said was always true, but Ahab didn't like it because Ahab was a wicked king. So Ahab said, I don't like Micaiah. I don't want to hear from Micaiah. But all the other prophets, I think it was 400 prophets, these were all false prophets. They were declaring, go up to battle because you will win. You will win the battle. The only prophet that dissented from that was Micaiah. But the first thing he said, because the fact that the false prophets were saying, go up to battle, that was all a spirit that was coming through those 400 prophets to make sure that the falsehood was being declared because God wanted to destroy Ahab in battle. And in fact, that's where he was killed and destroyed. But you'll notice the first thing Micaiah said is, yeah, go up to battle. You will be successful. And Micaiah just said that falsely to agree with all the false prophets because God wanted Ahab to be destroyed due to his wickedness. Anyway, let's get back to our topic. So, why did God cause his people to falsely say there would be a literal great earthquake on May 21, 2011 to begin Judgment Day? To cause all those under the wrath of God, both in and out of all the Christian churches, to think that we, God's true people, are false prophets, so that they would then have a great excuse to even further reject all the truths that we have been proclaiming, so that they will remain in deep darkness to be completely blinded, especially to all the truths in God's holy word that had been sealed up in the book of Daniel until around the time when the end of the world began on May 21, 1988, when God's final judgment began at the house of God. And yes, God's judgment will continue at the house of God to the very last day of Judgment Day, when all Christian churches and those still in them will be destroyed forever. Thus, all the billions of people who have disobediently remained in the Christian churches and the world have been cast away from the truth into deep, deep spiritual blindness without even realizing it on May 21, 2011. They no longer have any possibility for eternal life through Jesus Christ, but they only now have the deep darkness of spiritual blindness and then the deep darkness of eternal death to soon come. They have all been caught in the snare of the trapper, and God used a simple misunderstanding of His own people to bait God's trap of eternal blindness and death. And the people in the Christian churches in the world took that bait, hook, line, and sinker into God's snare of deep darkness and blindness until the trapper, Jesus Christ, returns to cook their flesh in the oven and eat it till it is gone forever. Now, were God's people false prophets to have declared that there would be a great earthquake on May 21, 2011? Absolutely not. For there was a great earthquake on May 21, 2011, but it was completely a spiritual earthquake. Oh yes, by their minds, they were wrong to think and declare that it would be a literal earthquake. Nevertheless, they were correct to proclaim that there would be a great earthquake, because there was a great earthquake, a great spiritual earthquake. So even though God's prophets misunderstood the nature of the great earthquake, which is exactly what God wanted them to do, in God's perspective, His prophets declared exactly what He wanted them to snare all the unsaved people, both in all the churches that would not obey Him, and all the people out in the world, snare them into deep darkness of blindness forever. What a terrible time we are in for all those in disobedience to Christ who cannot see the truth, who have been blinded to the fullest extent. But what a wonderful time we are in as we see God's judgment plan unraveled right before our eyes. It means our glory is about to dawn. Now, until the next time, may Yahweh bless thee and keep thee. Yahweh make His face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. Yahweh lift up His countenance upon thee and give thee peace.